Greetings to my friends so far and near. Greetings to my friends so very dear. That's original. I've been working on it all week. Well, this morning, we're going to get into a text of Scripture that is made of deep, deep impact on my life. It has helped me through many times of joy, trials, tribulations, and difficulties. And that passage is Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. And if you're looking for Colossians, it goes Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, GEPC, General Electric Power Company. Or, Gentiles eat pork chops. So, you look around there, you'll find it. Colossians 1, 12 through 14. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, who has translated us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, who has redeemed us through his blood, even to the forgiveness of sins. Let's bow for prayer. To you, our Father, to you, Lord Jesus, to you, our blessed Comforter, we ask you now to unfold these truths, plant them deeply within us, now and forever. Through the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, as we approach this text, we learn that it reveals five reasons why we should give thanks, why we should be thankful people. It would be good if you could have these five things on your refrigerator door, on your bathroom mirror, and have them every day. It will help your life so much to have this in your life. Five solid reasons to be thankful, to give thanks, no matter what condition, giving thanks to the Father who has done all these truths for us. So let's begin with the first, and we'll just go through them as they are listed in the passage, Colossians 1, 12 through 14. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Now we need to stop there and take a good look at this word qualified. We have been qualified for heaven, qualified to be in the presence of God, qualified to be right with God. Qualified. I think that's the best translation of that word. Some of your Bibles may not have that word, but qualified, I think, is by far the best. Now, qualified is not something new to us. We face it all our life. We have to qualify all the way through. When I started elementary school, it was regular that a student would qualify to go to the next grade. First, second, third, all the way through high school. You had to qualify. Now, I don't think it's quite that way. They pass students from one grade to another who are not qualified. I had an astounding experience a few days ago. I met a college student who could spell. You want to go out for sports? You have to qualify for the team. And I remember I was playing basketball, and I sat through the first three plays of the season fast, and I wasn't first string. And I knew I was better than the guy in my place. So I worked hard. I became qualified and played first string the rest of the season. I had to qualify. All the way through life, for a career or for many things, we qualify. Now, in the spiritual life, for salvation and for a relationship with the Lord, we have been qualified by someone else. We do not qualify for salvation. We do not qualify for justification. God, Jesus, Holy Spirit, qualify us through the cross, through the love, through the new birth of the Holy Spirit. This morning, as a believer, you are qualified. You believe it. It's true. It's biblical. I didn't think of that. I would have to say, I'm the least qualified one in this room, in myself. But I'm qualified for heaven. Now, that's enough to carry you through your whole life. Even if we don't talk about another reason, that's enough. I think we should pause for prayer, a silent prayer, and each one of us pray in thanksgiving to the Lord God who has qualified us. Let's bow for prayer. Amen. The second thing listed here as a biblical truth, God, the Lord God, has given us an inheritance that is the same as the inheritance of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible is very clear to say that Christ has inherited all things, and that we are joint heirs with him. How's your future looking? Awesome. We are joint heirs with Christ. Do we deserve it? No. Do we merit it? No. It is a gift. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to take part in the inheritance of the saints in the light. Two reasons. Qualified to an inheritance. The third reason listed in this passage is that we read, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Darkness, the world of Satan, the flesh, unbelieving, no relationship to God, not caring about spiritual things. And that power of darkness holds a person in captivity, slaves to darkness. Every unbeliever lives in spiritual darkness. Their eyes cannot see. Their ears cannot hear. They do not want God. Therefore, the word delivered is all important to us this morning. We have been delivered out of that. Out of it. No longer in it. We're not in darkness. We are in the light. God is light. And we have fellowship with him in the light. The word delivered could also be translated rescued, snatched, grabbed, taken out of the darkness. Reasons to be thankful. This text has five. Another reason to be thankful listed here is that he has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. We were not in his kingdom. We had to be translated. And translated means to be taken from one thing to another. For instance, our Bible. Translation from Hebrew and Greek into many, many languages today. And probably in this congregation, we would probably have at least 10 or 12 different translations. And one time recently, I heard someone reading from the Bible, their Bible. And I said, "What translation do you have? The reversed version?" Well, there are many. But we have been changed from one kingdom to another, placed into the kingdom of Christ, fixed, eternal, unchanging. You will always be justified. You will always have your inheritance. You will always be delivered. You will always be in the kingdom of Christ. And then our text says, Christ has redeemed us through his blood with the forgiveness of sins. Oh, how thankful we should be. Well, now you may say to me, here are these five great things that have occurred in our life that are unchanging. How does all this happen? How did this occur? That we are sinful people and now we have everything. We have heaven. Eternal inheritance, delivered out of satanic darkness, redeemed by the blood. How does it happen? The Bible is very clear. It happens by grace through faith. By grace, through faith, we're saved. The other day, we had a sales lady in our home who was selling me a device, a magnifier, that helps me read. And we were getting acquainted with small talk, and lo and behold, the conversation came to salvation. Isn't that strange? And so we talked some more. She had had a little Baptist background and mostly Catholic. Her name was Toya. And I finally said to her, "Toya, are you saved?" She said, "What do you mean?" Well, that told me a ton of where this lady was. So we talked some more. I said, "Well, to be saved, you need a Savior. Do you have a Savior?" She was very hesitant. I said, "If you had a Savior, who would that be?" And she was able to say to me, "Jesus Christ." Here was a dear lady who was probably saved but didn't know it. She did not have blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation. Purchase of God. Born of his Spirit. Washed in his blood. Giving thanks to the Father. Are you thankful this morning? Do you give him thanks? It is so helpful. It's life-changing. It takes your mind off yourself, off difficulties and trials and tribulations, and causes you to think of God and what he's done for you. It saves you from being judgmental. If the thanksgiving in your heart spills out from you to other people, what a blessing you will be wherever you go. And besides that, you don't want to grow up to be a crotchety old man or a crotchety old lady. Giving thanks to God who has, by grace through faith, given us 100 reasons to be thankful. But here are 5 in this wonderful, glorious text of Scripture. We prayed that the Lord would unfold it and cause us to realize it's true in our life, to be thankful. There was a little boy, 5 or 6 years old, and it was Christmas Day. He was with his family, very poor family. Five children. Each one to get one gift. And even that was hard. So his older sister handed him a gift from the tree. And it was a little toy dog, about 6 inches high. And this little boy had begun to be interested in sports. And he thought he might get a small baseball mitt or a small football or something for a boy. And he saw this little toy dog. He was upset. He began to be resentful, bad attitude. And his sister said, "You better look at that dog a little closer." And sure enough, in the back of that dog was a slot where you could put things. And he was able to open it up. And inside that little toy dog was a $5 bill. He had never seen anything but a nickel or a dime. The $5 bill was like a thousand. And he began to feel ashamed for such a bad attitude and not being thankful. That little boy grew up and remembers that event to this day. Giving thanks to the Father. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Great things He has done. Amen. And hallelujah.